This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Jennifer back next week, it would appear. I've not heard from her for a few days. Did you talk to her?
We were texting back and forth yesterday. Obviously, her mother is texting for her because she can't see the screen.
She can't see to see. Yeah.
She had a laser type surgery Monday. Said it was there was an algae with it, but it felt better yesterday. She's supposed to be going back to the doctor today. They say things are progressing, but she's still got the bubble, which is in her eye, which is the thing that pushes the back of her eyeball towards the retina so it can reattach.
Right.
So that's a good thing, and they're hoping that that should clear up this week.
Speaking of medical items, this is the first. Yesterday, Johns Hopkins doctors performed the first ever liver transplant between HIV-positive patients. They also performed a kidney transplant between HIV-positive patients, which has never been done before, ever, here in our country. HIV-positive people used to be banned from organ donation. Remember? Giving blood, doing anything like that. But now, the rules have changed. Transplants are allowed, but only between a donor and a patient who both have the disease.
Why would they do that?
Trying to save lives?
So
just do it as an experiment. Well, let's see what happens. We'll put this one in this body and take it out of that one. No.
So there's an HIV patient who's got a bad liver and needs a new one.
And an HIV patient who had a good liver and was willing to donate. That's how that works.
Yesterday's surgery. Why wouldn't they give the HIV patient who needs a liver just a regular liver? Why do they need to find another HIV-positive donor?
Well, I think that it's the other way around, really. It's if you got an HIV patient and you give them a good liver, it's going to become contaminated, and that isn't really what they want to do with a good liver. If you got a bad liver, or if you are considered having a bad liver because you got HIV or HIV-positive, then that means the circle is more narrow. So if somebody's willing to give you a liver or a kidney, more often than not, then if you're HIV positive, isn't that swell? They don't really, there's a really still quite a prejudice against people who have HIV, for whatever the reason. And so the surgery was a big milestone, Richie. Means HIV patients who are willing to accept an HIV-infected organ have a chance for a longer life. So there is a choice. You either take an HIV infected organ and you live, or you don't take one and you die. I think that's probably the choice.
Hey, man, listen, after they announced, what was it, 3-4 months ago that they started doing face transplants?
Transplants, yep.
Yeah. Wow.
They do most anything now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just amazing.
And they're growing growing tissue so that they can grow you new organs now.
Well, you see, that's all that stem cell research that we talk about. Stem cell research is what's providing them the opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, the latest one I heard is that they're using 3D printers to create, to actually virtually print a new organ using skin tissue.
Yeah, right.
Or body tissue.
It's more than one can. All the things that are going on around us and that we're finding out about.
It's amazing.
As critical as I am of the news media, they deserve criticism. But the coverage or the stories that are coming out by people who are experts in various medical fields who are willing to tell the stories now for whatever reason, sometimes because they want to make money, sometimes it's because they really feel like they need to tell the story. But there's so much amazing stuff going on in the universe, in our world, with people, in our country, everywhere. There are things that are dynamic and just deliriously superb, showing how great the human mind is and what it's capable of doing.
It's always one of my dreams, you know, is to bring Benjamin Franklin
back.
Back, and you know, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, how they, you know, they bring Socrates, right. Socrates, and all these people. Right. And I would
who would you want to interview if you could? Anybody in history?
I would love to spend a day in time now with Benjamin Franklin and just see what he thinks of a Lamborghini, a ride in a Lamborghini, an airplane, and walk through a hospital and let him see a nose being 3D printed on with, you know, and just see what people from the past would, it would blow
their
mind. Let
him understand how we can travel in space to go to places like Mars or send these discoverers out into the universe that go way beyond
what we ever imagined going on today. Even Da Vinci would be like, wow.
Yeah, right. And then he'd be confronted with the silly things like what Donald Trump has said or what is going on. The campaign manager is one thing.
This is what
being interviewed by Chris Matthews is another thing. And so why do we pay any attention to it other than it just the kind of stuff that drives people crazy?
It shows what drives me crazy about Donald Trump. He can't shut up.
No, he's kind of, what do you call it? Whatever you say, what's that disease that you have when you keep talking and you don't know enough to Asperger's?
Yeah. No, Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's, that's right. Okay.
One of the first things I ever learned in sales was shut up.
When you've got the order,
shut up.
And Trump has everybody. This is a very good observation on your part, Richie.
He can't shut up.
Trump has people. He's got them right there. So stop already.
You've got
with the nonsense.
You've made
the sale. Just keep the bubble going that you've had. Don't keep adding things to it that make you or the people around you seem like crazy.
You're sitting across from the guy who thinks you're Satan, a.k.a. Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Don't answer hypothetical questions.
What was the question?
If abortion were outlawed, do you think there should be punishment for women who have abortion?
And he said, yeah.
And he said, yes. Moron. Shut up.
Well, we'll wait to see if we can find Victoria later on. I don't think Roberta's around today, but if we get Victoria, we'll ask her thoughts on that.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. It's, wait a minute, hold on a minute, I gotta reach for something. Okay. I got my studio all torn apart. I'm ready to pull the plug, Richie. Go to the new place, surveyed everything, figured out where I'm gonna put my studio yesterday.
Good for you.
And it's going to be looking at a different pasture, not the pasture I've been looking at for the past decades. What?
Will there be cows and things for you to look at for
us? Yeah, I'll have a few cows up back. They don't have the same kind of pasture as I have here. But, yeah, a couple of cows, a couple of horses.
As long as you can at any given time look out your window and see a cow pooping and describe it for us.
Absolutely.
On the air, I'll be happy.
Got to have that. 14 after the hour on Good Day. The amazing Valentine's Day sale that was around last month, it was last month, has been continued for Genucel. Want to get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, and double your order? This is something we were just talking about, stem cell research and the sort of thing that's going on, the amazing things that are going on now in the name of advancement. And what would Benjamin Franklin say? Because if you look at pictures of him, he had a lot of puffiness, bags under his eyes, circles around his eyes, lines around his eyes. So if Benjamin Franklin were alive today, he'd be calling 800-543-9262. He'd be amazed because there were no telephones around. The first thing he'd be amazed at is that there's a phone. What's this thing? All right, let's pick up the receiver.
Right.
There it is. Got these numbers on it. Okay.
What's that funny sound coming out of that one
end of the phone thing? Okay. So Benjamin Franklin calls 800-543-9262 and finds an operator who wants, yes, Mr. Franklin, what can we do for you? Well, I've heard Doug Steffen talking about this product that's all natural, comes from apple stem cell therapy, and it will advance what I have been trying to do for a long time, advance my my interest among the young ladies, because, you know, Benjamin Franklin had quite a few young ladies who were very enthralled with him. This would make him even more
of a good-looking guy.
He was not particularly good-looking, but apparently he had what it takes, if you know what I mean.
That's smart.
All right, so 800-543-9262. This makes him better. This makes you better. Look into the mirror. and see if your eyes are something.
Did you say mirror?
I did say mirror.
Okay.
I did not say mirror.
Thank you, Boston. Go back to what you were doing.
Mirror. Well, you know, I say blueberries and what other things you make fun of me for.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah. Okay, this is not rubbish. This is the real deal. It will have immediate effect or you get your money back. 12 hours. Put it on at night. Next morning, you look at the bag's puffiness or you look at where they used to be. Not there anymore. And this is just the kind of thing that it's so easy to use, takes seconds, and the results are so good, you'll wonder, why didn't I try this years ago when I first heard Doug talking about it? I don't know. But try it now. Don't worry about what used to happen. It's today. Call 800-543-9262. In the next 20 minutes, if you get that call, you'll get an instant 50% coupon on the entire luxury catalog of items in Chamonix. They have a large catalog. Look in there and see what you like and buy what you like 50% off. Get rid of the bags and puffiness and have a younger look. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
All right, some good news, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Yesterday, the stock market did a nice job of going up, up, up. You look around the global markets, and they're doing quite well as well, even in spite of the fear of what's going on in Europe and the discussions about climate change. I mean, look at the headlines. There's fear everywhere. No matter what happens, it's all about fear. But yet people have
faith. The markets are getting used to it.
Well, that's it. I think becoming numb.
Look, another terrorist threat. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Buy more pork bellies.
Yeah, right.
Big deal.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. We're becoming immune to it. And I think in our daily conversation we are. I'm not talking about any of this stuff anymore because if there's something that happens that's of immediate impact on that day, I'm not going to keep talking about this stuff over and over and over again because it doesn't do and serves no purpose whatsoever. Yesterday, the markets rose. That's the story. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh,
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
They'll tell the story of tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Hey, Richie, let's have another round.
To freedom.
Beer.
Something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you, raise a glass to the four of us.
24 at the hour on Good Day.
Four of us.
So, this music you're listening to is from that big Broadway hit, Hamilton. Yesterday, or the day before, Roberta and Victoria and you and I were talking about this show and how it is the talk of the town in New York.
Apparently, so they're going to have out for months.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So now they're going to expand. Like a lot of these shows, they have a traveling show. They have the basic one in Broadway, and then they get other actors to go on the road to Detroit, Chicago, and Denver and wherever. So yesterday they set out a casting call for Hamilton, which asks for non-white actors. Here we go again. So is this racist? Yep. Apparently, that's it. Hold on a second, Richie, will you? Because I've got a.
Hold on a minute. Here it is. Non-white men and women aged 20s to 30s for Broadway and upcoming tours.
Yep.
No whites need apply requirement. Struck some as racist. What a shock. I don't mind it. I don't care.
I don't care either. But some people, there's always an issue here. Everybody's got an issue. You say that all the time. Everybody's got a problem.
Everybody's always offended. Everybody's right. Offended.
So they asked specifically for non-white men and women.
Right.
For future versions of the show when it hits the road. And according to the Actors Equity Association Union, it went too far. They said that the show's language was not official or in compliance with their rules. The show responded by saying it regretted the confusion and will amend the notice to add that we welcome people of all ethnicities.
Stop it.
Audition.
You know, and one of the things that you did is they put non-white in all caps.
Uh-huh.
Like, we really want to accentuate the fact that we want no whites.
No whites need apply.
For this. But you know what? I don't care. I don't want people whining and complaining if a sitcom comes on and there's no Asians or no Hispanics or no Blacks or
well,
no white.
Where are the people that complain about the Jeffersons?
Right. I just well, there's only white people. Jeffersons. He was the doorman. Remember?
Okay. What about Sanford and Son?
But that's
what
my
about
point.
Empire?
Why can't you have a show that's all black?
Uh-huh.
Why can't you have a show that's all white? Why can't you have a show that's all Asian without somebody being offended? If I think it's funny to put 10 Asian people on a sitcom, so be it.
Okay, Richie.
Everybody's always offended.
So you okay now?
Well, no, it's just...
Where's some more music from that? This is actually pretty good music from this thing. This show is quite...
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours...
Out of sorts. People get out of sorts, sir, because of this sort of thing. Is it the most important thing going on in America today? I guess it depends on whether you're white or black or whether you think this stuff is important.
I'm not.
It is just another reason to get your liver in a quiver, get yourself bent out of shape.
It's like when you get guys going to apply for jobs at Hooters.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No men need apply.
Yeah, I don't want to have you serving me my wings, sir, in those short shorts. Thank you very much.
One of those buff guys, you don't think
right.
So?
Beat it.
But the women would like that. Why don't they have Hooters for women?
Smile.
I mean, turn it around. Have
women aren't that dumb.
Oh.
All the guys are dumb enough to go into a restaurant because somebody's wearing short shorts.
Yeah. Right. Well, they got something to look at.
Right.
Take that under advisement, Rich. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Housebreaking, housebreaking, housebreaking. There are four basic steps to housebreaking the dog properly. Confine or watch, no in between. It's really important to understand that dogs will rarely eliminate where they stay or hang out. So confinement is the best way. Some people recommend cages or crates. I'm not a big fan of that. I'd rather you gate off a small area and increase it gradually. A good healthy diet and feeding schedule and walking schedule should be established, and the whole family should need or will need to be consistent. First thing in the morning, the dog should be taken out, after napping, after exercise, about 20 minutes after eating, just before sleep, and any time your puppy or dog has been excited. And if your dog does have the occasional accident, most people run to the curb and they clean up with some ammoniated product or vinegar. Vinegar is absolutely great for salad, but not good for getting rid of the smell from your dog's point of view. There are products on the market that you can use that will eliminate the odor and get rid of the stain. That's what you need. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mounts, fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. The audio from the plane the day before yesterday when the supposed hijacker who really just wanted to get to his ex-wife got onto the plane in Cairo and wanted to go to wherever he wanted to go, Cyprus, I guess. And so all of the hoopla about the people who got their pictures taken with this guy.
The selfies, the terrorist selfies.
So silly. And people will do anything for fame or to be recognized or to get in on the action. They'll do anything.
What makes this beautiful is the British passenger who asked the Egyptian terrorist with the belt bomb on, can I get a selfie with you? And the terrorist just shrugs and is like, okay. And yeah, the flight attendants were the ones who took the picture.
Took the pictures, right.
And so it's really not a selfie, actually.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But the big, stupid grin on the guy's face as he's next to the guy with the bomb belt on is just hysterical.
Pretty amazing.
And everybody's all out of just going nuts because they're like, selfies have just gone out of control. Here's somebody taking a picture with themselves with a terrorist. But the guy says, you know what? I took an opportunity to get closer to him to see the bomb belt, and I deemed it to be a fake once I was standing next to him. So actually pretty smart, I think.
Yeah. Well, it shows you where people's attention is, though, as much as anything else. The Good Day program with, hopefully, an entertaining look at what's going on in the world, what people are talking about today. I was telling you how good the market was doing and how a lot of other, you know, this everything screams of bad and horrible and scary and fear. So I'm telling you that our situation is pretty good. And one of the reasons that the markets went up yesterday was that the government and the banks are using dollars to facilitate business deals with Iran. There's so much in that economy. Boeing is going to get a $400 billion. I told you, the reason for this deal with Iran, when Boeing first showed up, the day they were having the negotiations, the president of Boeing was in Iran talking to the president of Iran in and among all the conversations that were going on for all the other stuff. So now that the sanctions have been lifted, there's a pent-up demand for so much product. Iran has like 83 million people. And it is a very progressive country, despite the backwardness of the ultimate leadership, the Ayatollah. The political system, the people, especially in their 30s and 40s, who are like the people in our country, but in China as well, who don't like the government, who want to change things, and who voted in change.
But
will
be run over by tanks if they do try.
Say that again?
They'll be run over by tanks if they try to change things.
Well, they might be at this point, but you know, sooner or later, those things. The people, they'll be able to be successful. But I'm just saying, the reason the markets are going up, one of the reasons is because foreign governments are now doing business with Iran, and they're using the dollar.
2,000 people.
Say that what?
Didn't Boeing announce yesterday that they were laying off 2,000 people?
Well, they've had the 747 production line has sort of come to a grinding halt. They're making 747s.
8,000.
8,000?
Yeah. 8,000.
Well, but you see, they do that's a business that's not unlike the airline business. You read all the time when things go down, they lay off 2,000 flight attendants, 4,000, and then they call them. What you don't read is that in 3 weeks or 3 months, they call them all back to work. It just depends on the order. Boeing has huge orders in backlog. So I don't know. I didn't read the story, Richie, as to why they were laying them off. But they have a huge backlog. But there are certain divisions. Like there's the aerospace division. That may have been where it came from. They have a military division. They have a division just for the 737. And they have the wide body division.
Here we go. You ready for this?
What?
Stock was falling. They need to control costs.
We're talking about Boeing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand that either because they've got great things. They've got orders all over the place. Follow it and see what happens. Meanwhile, people are talking today about the Boston Marathon, which will be run in 3 weeks. You know how every year there is a Kenyan who's been the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years?
Right.
Every year it's a Kenyan man, and I think last year was a woman, in fact. Both men and women from Kenya won the race. Well, there's a probe, information about which has been released today by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and the International Athletic Federation.
Nah, say it ain't
They've
so.
They've been looking Kenyans? Into Kenya's offshore running industry, and they found a Russian agent who's been selling dope to the Kenyans. And so now everybody's beginning to think, oh, wait a minute. They're winning all the races because they're juicing themselves up. Is there any sport that isn't victimized by people who cheat? Is it that important to win that you have to cheat? It happens pretty much in every game. Look at our professional baseball, hockey, football. Look at the horse racing business, how they dope up the horses that are involved in competition. It's everywhere. Look at what?
I'm looking at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Since 1988.
Yeah.
21 times the Boston Marathon has been won by a Kenyan.
Yeah.
Since
now it looks like they're getting doped. The Russians are selling them the same dope that they sold. What was the controversy with the Russians recently? There wasn't a weightlifter, but there was some
tennis?
Other. Was it the tennis? There's always a question. And oh no, it was the woman.
Yeah, it was the Russian woman tennis
right.
player.
And it wasn't really dope. Like, it wasn't stuff that's been banned, or it isn't.
Right.
It isn't chemical. It's just homeopathic stuff that you can get. I don't know why she's buying it from some Russian agent. You can go to any health food store and get the stuff she was taking and just use a lot of it. That's what a lot of people do.
Since 2000?
Yeah.
12 women in the women's or Kenyans winners. So 18 men since 1988 and 12 women since 2000 were Kenyan winners in the Boston Marathon.
Right. Yep. All right, well, it's something to be, thinking about it, but it is what it is. University of South Florida Polytechnic coming under fire. It was revealed they spent $10,000 building a replica of Captain Kirk's command chair, as well as a life-size statue of Darth Vader. $10,000 of the public's money. So, now this has been done before, I think. This kind of stuff. It's okay to do it if you don't use public money. I don't want people using public money. Do you? I don't see that that's... not at all. All right, so... Let me get to, we got to do the television report in a minute, Richie.
Sure.
Something fairly serious about the Chinese that I found out yesterday.
Yeah, what's going on with the Chinese?
Nobody's going to be talking about this either. The Chinese, we all are embracing technology. It seems this is no longer the Industrial Revolution. That's over, was over in the 60s, really. The technology revolution is now underway. And it turns out that we have known for quite a long time that China has the technology to shoot down our satellites. And that they could, if they shot down our satellites, planes, cars, I mean, just
GPS.
They have killer satellites, and I'm betting we do too. If they've got them, we've got them, except we don't talk about them. And now there's a leak somewhere.
Well, I remember back
in
Star Wars.
Yep.
Remember that?
Right. Yes. But think about all of the things that are dependent on the technology that come from our satellites. And if they were shot down, how they could control pretty much everything. Anybody could. Whether it's the Chinese, but the Chinese now are working on a way to dominate space. And the military-industrial complex in China is run by the same people who run our... This is an international cabal. It isn't just Americans. It's French. It's Italians. Russians. These militarists are building such a huge, complex network of some basic fighting tools, but many of them are highly technical, and they're selling them. Although you have movies, you say James Bond is always getting somebody, excuse me, who's doing this. But in fact, it's going on. And if we're doing something about it, we don't know, you and I, the average citizen, don't know, A, that it's a problem, potentially a problem, and B, that somebody's addressing it. But the fact that when you start thinking about it, here I am giving you a story that might lead people to be afraid. I'm not telling you a story because I want you to be afraid. I'm telling you a story because I think we ought to know more about what the military-industrial complex is doing worldwide. It continues to spend, and I just wonder, if we were to think about it, how much money ought we to be spending to fix the problem? Because the wars that we are paying for don't fix anything, really. You can say, well, go get Daesh. So there's going to be another guy. You knock him off, there's another one right behind him. So we're not thinking about the problems around the world and how to really fix them. Bombs don't fix anything. They slow things down. It's the way people think. And people think the way they do because of what's going on in their space.
Well, it's all peace through strength.
Yeah.
If I can annihilate you, you will leave me alone.
Yeah. That's maybe true, but now with technology the way it is, we better be able to annihilate somebody using technology because that's where this is going. They're not going to have war.
You know, in the new Batman versus Superman movie, they actually nuke Superman in space.
Really?
Yeah, when he takes the bad guy out into the past the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The United States says, let's nuke them in outer space, and then that way they'll take care of everything and it won't hurt anybody here on Earth.
Really?
Yeah. That's why that movie is so great.
I thought you said it was a mess.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
It is a mess.
All right, 44 past the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator Jay Billis for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to three things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at LGGameDay.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look, it's waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
47 at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Aaron Sorkin, who's responsible for a lot of really good television, like The West Wing and Network. What was that show that was on HBO? Not Network. Newsroom. The Newsroom. Ah, what a great show that was. Anyway, he's going to stage a live version of A Few Good Men on NBC next year. A Few Good Men.
Why would they do that?
It was on Broadway in the 80s.
The Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, Demi Moore movie?
Yes.
Huh. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
About Caffey. Remember him? That was the character's name. Three Marines. This was the lawyer who was asked to defend three Marines on trial for murder.
Right.
Tom Cruise played him in the film. I think Tom Hulce played it on Broadway. Anyway, so they're going to make a TV show out of it. You're asking me questions that I can't answer. He just seems to be...
You can't handle the truth!
Right. Yeah. That's exactly yes. Yep. Let's see here. Martin Sheen, who has recovered from his heart attack. He had open heart surgery. I think four of his five arteries had to be cleaned out.
Ooh.
He's getting back on the trail, and he's going to be on the OJ bandwagon. He's doing, he and his son, I'm assuming that's Emilio, not Charlie.
maybe Charlie's his new health advocate.
Yeah, maybe. They're doing a documentary series on OJ Simpson. Sheen is the executive producer and narrator of the 6-episode series called Hard Evidence. OJ is innocent.
Really?
Yeah. That ought to be pretty interesting. All right.
I'm glad to see somebody will finally find the real murderer.
Yeah, that's right. Fox and Major League Baseball teaming up for a new female pitcher pilot called Pitch. Story of a woman pitcher who works for the San Diego Padres.
Why not? You can serve up a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, bring it on.
Yeah. Switched at Birth is ending after next season, Richie. I don't know, is anybody upset about that?
I still had hope I was the child of a rich person.
Really? But you can be my child, Rich.
Okay. You're not rich enough for me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm eating a lot more money than that.
51 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Today's Good Day program, my friend Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Money Pit, which is a home improvement show. He's here to answer some of your questions. And so when there are questions, there are answers. Otherwise, why would you ask the questions?
And sometimes they're even right.
Yeah, sometimes they are. You know what we should do? We should have Jeopardy for the Money Pit. We should have we have the answer, and you ask the question. How about that? Does that make sense? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I don't do games. Sure.
Really?
Although the Money Pit was the answer to a question on Jeopardy once.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. All right, Tommy McKay here with answers to some of your home improvement questions. Just a moment on Good Day.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? They let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a doctor near you. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, 55 past the hour. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You and I have been friends for a long time.
Long time.
You have helped me in my own circumstance. I'm not as difficult to deal with as Rich is, or as overpowering when it comes to my questions, but I have a new
That's
home.
That's debatable. Go ahead.
Yesterday I saw the home that I'm buying today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first time I saw it. Actually, and so people say, huh, you bought a house without having seen it? Well, it's a long story. Anyway,
blind date.
Right, it's a little more expensive than a blind date. Anyway, so this house is a 1920s era house. I'm the fifth owner of the house. It has not been updated since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. I went into the kitchen. I have been in the kitchen, but it's been a number of years. I never really looked at the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's got that old, those old big, thick electric stove. What do you call
coils.
It? Yeah, the
electric coils. Uh-huh.
And it's just the kitchen is old.
Right.
And I got a guy who's pretty good at doing this, if I can convince him to come do it. But it needs dormers. It needs things like my studio is going to be upstairs, and I need more lights. I got to put dormers in.
Right.
And I don't know how to prioritize.
Okay.
I know that I got to get certain things done, and I can't really. I'm going to live in the house starting probably Saturday night, but I'm just going to set up a room where I sleep, and I'm going to set up my radio room and have some stuff in the refrigerator, and the rest of it will wait until Meredith comes around to say, okay, this is probably a good idea for that room, yada, yada, yada. But I know we're going to do some things that are basically cosmetic, and then we'll do some things. But I want also, the house doesn't have gas in it, but there's gas on the streets. So I'm going to bring gas in. But is there a way? When you have somebody come to you, I mean, I'd love it if you were closer. You could come in and say, all right, this is what I do. But you have questions like this all the time from listeners. There's a lot of stuff to do, and I don't really know. I'm guessing the kitchen is probably the, after I get my studio set up, is the way to prioritize it. But I don't really
know. Well, I would start, before that, I would start with structure and mechanical systems. So in a 1920s house, has the electrical system.
Yeah, electrical system has been updated. Yeah.
It originally would have had knob and tube wiring.
Yeah,
and the thing is, I can't tell you how many times I've seen homes that were allegedly updated from knob and tube wiring, yet it exists in some parts of the house, and it's live and hot and a fire hazard. So I would check the mechanical systems. The plumbing system, you probably still have steel pipes in some part of that house.
I haven't, I didn't look down there. I've been in the cellar, but I didn't look up to see what's there. I wouldn't be surprised.
So, okay,
although there's a new septic system that was put in last year.
All right, so but
that's two outside.
Yeah, two separate sides.
Right.
So I would definitely look at the mechanical systems. What kind of heating system does it have?
It's got oil and a nice new furnace, but I'm going to change
it. Hot air or hot water?
No, it's hot water.
It's hot
I can't
water.
Do air. I want to do air conditioning, so I got to figure out how to do that in the house, too.
Yeah, well, in an old house like that, there's a way that you can do air conditioning with a minimal amount of disturbance.
There's a new kind of air conditioning somebody's talking about yesterday. The small little, these little pipes that the...
Well, that's the high velocity system. Basically, the duct system is about 3.5 inches in diameter and can run inside the existing walls.
Uh-huh.
So, Doug, the bottom line is I would evaluate it structurally and mechanically first and then think about the cosmetic and life changes you want to make second.
So come on up for a day.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Check it out. Tom Kreitler, see, that's how he works. That's the kind of calls he gets on the radio program, The Money Pit, here on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.